Today I'm completely exhausted, so there won't be a lot. Use the time here wisely. Our work is walking chanting, or doing walking meditation after that, or sitting meditation after that, walking meditation, the whole day long. Not only the day, but also the night, as much as we can, and a little bit more. And we don't run away from our problems that we have. If you think we have some problems with our, or something disturbs our meditation, if you really believe that something disturbs our meditation, you can be sure that there is something wrong with your meditation. And the meditation, or practice, whatever you want to call it, practicing, faces the problems, analyzes the problems, and solves the problems. So if you have any problems doing meditation, or any problems you face, you deal with them, investigate them. Because all what there is to do is, if you do samadhi, we focus on the breath or we focus on the Buddha. And there's nothing disturbing about that. Yeah? Everything else is outside. Yeah. If this disturbs us, we try too much. Or we do this or do that, investigate it. Be it some sort of sign, if something disturbs you in your meditation, something is wrong with your way you meditate, or the way you practice. Be sure of it. The same thing, it's the same thing with resistance. A lot of times, within you, I see a lot of resistance to do this or to do that, don't you see the dukkha of resistance? Resistance is dukkha. And what do we resist? We resist our own views, that somebody else's challenges. That's it. Somebody else tells us, do this or do that, or we should do it like this or we should do it like this. And we resist. Why? Because we have better views. That's all. And it's a lot of dukkha. And you don't notice it, I don't want. This is dukkha. There's a lot of dukkha behind it. So face it, say there is a resistance and then work with it and see what you resist it. The same, It's the problems that we face in our practice. And the problems are there too. For us to deal with it. Here we have the opportunity to practice as much as possible. There are hardly any monasteries, even here in Thailand, where you can practice as much. We keep the duties, to a minimum, as much as we can, for this monastery. And the rest of the time, you can just hit the walking path, or hit your cushion to sit doing sitting meditation. But you don't like this, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that, there's dukkha, and it all depends on our views. We view this should be done this way, or that should be done this way, and there's dukkha, and it is not this And we don't like the way it is done here, or we don't like, this here, or we don't like that here, it's all the problem. It's your problem, it's your views, it's your ego, it's your conceit, And in the end, always remember, to fight, to fight as a single person, whole army, it is easier than to fight oneself, one's views, one ego, one conceit. Okay, understood? That's all. I'm really exhausted.